Friday, February 22nd, 1991, 8:42. We have Representatives Cabina, Moyer, Choquette, and Baker. We do have a quorum. Today we'll be taking up House Bill 126 relating to program receipts cleanup and HB 86 relating to year-end campaign finance reports. I do have nobody signed up to testify this morning. At this time, I'd like to take up House Bill 126, an act making technical amendments to the program receipts provisions in the Alaska statutes as recommended by the revisor of statutes in order to conform with statutes to Chapter 36, SLA 1990, and providing for an effective date. We have heard from Mr. Dierdorf previously on this. I have checked with Senator Sturgiewski, Representative Brown, Representative Navar. I'll accept the motion. Vice Chairman.
I move that we move House Bill 126 from the committee. Individual recommendations, ask for unanimous consent.
No objections, so moved. Next bill on the agenda is House Bill 86.
Thanks, Jay.
And we got you guys up for that.
I'm going to reconsider so that they can come back.
Okay, at this time I'd like to take up House Bill 86. HB 86 is sponsored by House Judiciary Committee, proposed to extend the filing date to the end of the year APOC reports from December 31 to February 15th. I'd like a motion to consider to have before us the CS State Affairs.
I'll make that motion, Mr. Chairman.
There is a motion to have before us Committee Substitute for House Bill 86 State Affairs. Is there any objections? Hearing no objections, we do have a committee substitute before us. In the committee substitute, we have three changes. Representative Donnelly, would you like to join us? Actually, four changes. The title is changed from the original, somewhat tightened up, so it's very specific. We have changes on page 1, line 11, that underlined portion. If the report is due February 15th, it shall cover the period beginning on the last day covered by the most recent previous report or on the day that the campaign started, which is later, and ending December 31. On page 2, line 6, year or when no expenditures were made or contributions received during the previous year. Again, this was a request by APOC so that we had a zero, so that it really didn't indicate there was a zero. And three, there where it says line 9, each contribution or expenditure that exceeds $250 and that is made within 9 days or 1 week. For the record, let me say that Representative Bloomberg has joined us at 8:45. Representative Donnelly, you have anything to add?
Mr. Chairman, seem like good ideas to me, and it looks like it's a good bill.
And Representative Donnelly, when this bill gets to the House Judiciary Committee, is it going to be significantly modified or up? Have we done a good job in this bill, Mr. Chairman?
I don't see any, well, I don't know of any reason. It's hard to predict who shows up in House Judiciary, Mr. Chairman. My experience has been it's pretty surprising sometimes what people come up with. So I've learned not to anticipate too far in advance.
We like to keep our hard work as intact as we can. Any comments from the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I don't.
Joe Kent.
Move we pass the bill out with individual recommendations.
Are there any comments from the committee? Representative Bloomberg?
I'm keeping a low profile.
Have we got him straightened out or what? Put that on the record there. I'll hear a motion.
So moved.
So moved.
There's a motion to move committee substitute for House Bill 86. Out of committee with different recommendations. There's no objection, so ordered. Tomorrow, Saturday, we'll have a work session at 1 o'clock. It'll probably last 3 to 4 hours. On House Bill 4, the Legislative Ethics Bill. And then on Monday morning at 8:30, we will be hearing, we'll have on the schedule again House Bill 4. We'll probably, we may have a committee substitute. No, we will not have a committee substitute by then. We will have a committee substitute for House Bill 129 on Monday morning relating to Public Officers Compensation Commission. We did deal with that in work session yesterday and are drafting up a thing. If people have concerns or comments on that, I'd appreciate them letting me know about it too, so that we can deal with that. Anything else? Representative Gruber?
Yeah, to that, on the record, I'm just going to constitute a meeting tomorrow from 1 to 3, so I'll need someone.
Okay, what? You know what we're doing on that bill is going page by page.
Why?
Trying to look at it.
I definitely will be here.
Mr. Chairman, I might very well not be in town until around 10 o'clock Monday morning.
Probably going to have that most weekends, according to your leaves of absence that we heard on the
Why
court.
Don't you make it a matter of record, sir? And just,
Representative,
I think it is all
not
some kind of legislative record.
And he's and he is giving his vote to the chair.
Mr. Chairman, I'd kind of be interested in knowing what the running total is on bills assigned to this committee and how.
Lots.
We do have a lot of bills to this committee, Representative Baker. And
we have.
I realized that last year. In fact, is Wendy still here? When we were talking about what kind of assignments we wanted for the next year, we realized there's a lot of bills come through here. But the issues are a little more diverse than some of them, so I thought it would be interesting. But it is. We do have a lot. Maybe I ought to say that my intentions for some of those bills, a lot of them are constitutional amendments. And what I propose to do is hold all the constitutional amendments until sometime, not at the very end. I would like to have some hearings before this year. But I'm still going to hold all bills. I plan on having hearings on the constitutional amendments in Anchorage and Fairbanks, possibly North Slope. I'm not sure everywhere, but in a number of places during the interim. Late summer or fall.
I didn't know whether the Honorable Majority Leader was responsible for us being honored with the presence of all those bills. Or
no, this is...
Let me tell you how that
works. Well, I understand that. I know how it works.
No. It's fairly routine, depending on the subject matter. Like, we would refer very few livestock bills to this. Unless, of course, when the constitutional amendment might be a lot.
We get almost all of them. There's one or two we won't get that, like if it's specifically resources. But other than that, we get almost all of the constitutional.
Well, I just think it's fabulous that they think enough of the State Affairs Committee to send us everything.
Mm-hmm. It do sell it to the personnel on the committee. It
must be the quality of the membership of this committee.
Well,
that's
precisely.
The freshman committee.
I wanted to say also that we have we were now assigned yesterday. Some people to
endorse.
Yeah, well, confirm. We were assigned some people that are going to be confirmed or not confirmed, and one of them was the Commissioner of Administration. Two veterans people. We got the General and the
Brigadier
and the National Guard.
There's the Adjutant General and a Brigadier. The law says that all flag officers we have to.
What I'd like to do is, those are also going to Military and Veterans Affairs. Those two, I'd like to ask Ivan if we can have a joint hearing on that. And
we've got public safety, too, don't we? Bert. Mm-hmm.
We do have...
There are some people who are referred to two committees.
Yeah.
I think he may be one of them.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I would make a request. If it's agreeable with you, if you could send us a memo indicating the people who are referred to this committee so that... we can individually indicate to you by checking on the memo if we want to have a hearing. We need to have hearings on the heads of the department. That's traditional. But for boards and commissions and the general officers and stuff, unless we want, they generally just submit a paper around and we sign on a date certain. And that way you can get from each member whether we want to have
good
hearings.
We'll do that.
And frankly, I don't even know if it's required to have a hearing on the head of the department. I know it's traditional.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I know it's going to be a stale again now, but we never did get Burton back before our committee, and I still had some questions.
Yes.
We tried. We tried.
Well, I know, but I mean,
we will, and maybe what we'll do is schedule him early.
Yeah.
Why don't we schedule him first and early?
Have his hearing at the same time.
We can actually, if there are a lot of questions and some concerns, we can invite the person back several times before we actually take up the conversation. I mean, have several hearings if you necessary.
That might get him here if we call it a confirmation here.
It should get him here anyway.
I know, but he's just...
Yeah, he has to come for that.
He certainly does.
Has he been resisting your thing coming?
He's a busy man.
Well, he shouldn't be too busy to come before the legislature. That should be
the
top point. Ways.
Doesn't mean sending your deputy either.
Why don't you just invite him to come back and just say to continue the session?
Okay.
And if there's a problem, we'll deal with it. I mean, that's important. That's important.
We'll schedule that. Any others?
No, I appreciate the shortness of the meeting.
Well, I want you to know that I appreciate all your support in keeping me honest, Jeff. Meeting adjourned.
My only wish is that I prevailed on you to waive the 5-day notice.
Well, yes,
sir. 8-4.
Yes.